People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
You've made some pretty huge mistakes in your time, right? Maybe you dropped your brand new iPhone out of a plane mid-flight, or accidentally hit the gas instead of the brakes. But whatever your goof-up was, it could have been a lot worse, and way more expensive. You could have accidentally blown up two multi-million dollar aircraft, sent a billion-dollar rocket to its doom, or sunk a ship in one of the busiest shipping lanes in the world. Suddenly, your mistakes don't seem so bad, huh? Well, get ready to feel even better about your own blunders as we take a look at even more of the most expensive mistakes in history. Okay, confession time. I make typos all the time. But none of my embarrassingly misspelled texts or tweets could come close to the mistake that eBay seller Collector Dan made back in 2007. He'd listed a bottle of Allsop's Arctic Ale on the auction site, fully corked and complete with a wax seal, which came with a laminated note. The note from 1919 explained the bottle was one of a very limited collection that had been brewed specifically for a polar voyage way back in 1852. This certified it as a real and incredibly rare item, one worth hundreds of thousands of dollars to any avid brewers or beer specialist. But Collector Dan had made one massive mistake. He'd missed a P off his spelling of Allsop's. This was back in the day before most websites returned results for misspelled searches, so the beer only received two bids. In the end, it sold to a buyer called Voodoo Score in Oklahoma for a pitiful $304. Voodoo Score, however, wasn't going to make Collector Dan's mistake. He relisted the beer less than 2 months later, and with all the right spelling, the bottle received 157 bids in just 10 days. The beer finally sold for a mind-boggling $503,000. Oh man, I bet Collector Dan uses spellcheck on everything he types now. Did you know that a single 20mm round for an M61 Vulcan, a rotary cannon found on some fighter jets, cost $27? That's pretty expensive. But not as expensive as the chaos a single bullet can accidentally cause, as a mechanic at Belgium's Florence Air Base found out. Back in 2018, this mechanic was working on an F-16 fighter jet in one of the base's hangars, while another F-16 was being refueled nearby. But then somehow, they accidentally fired one of the fighter jet's Vulcan cannons. The shots hit the refueling F-16, setting it ablaze and damaging the other one in the process. Despite the speedy response of the firefighters, the $18 million aircraft was destroyed. Alongside the damage to the second aircraft, it's estimated the destruction was somewhere in the region of $27 million. And all from a few bullets. Or was it? In official press statements, there was no mention of an accidental misfire, just that a fire broke out on the base, taking the two planes with it. But headlines would suggest that the mechanic's misfire was definitely to blame for this expensive mistake. What do you think? Was this one expensive mechanical mishap? Or is the source of the fire so embarrassing, the Belgian Air Force don't want us to know what really happened? Unless you were living under a rock in 2021, you probably heard the name Ever Given mentioned in the news. This 1,312-foot behemoth is one of the longest container ships in the world, and is able to transport more than 20,000 containers at a time. For perspective, This thing is longer than the Empire State is tall, minus its antenna. Now on March 23rd, 2021, the Ever Given was traveling through the Suez Canal, an essential Egyptian waterway which acts as a shortcut for vessels traveling from Europe to South Asia. Without it, they'd need to go all the way around the coast of Africa, adding roughly 4,350 miles onto a ship's voyage. The only issue is that the canal is tight, at just under 80 feet deep and less than 700 feet wide. The last thing you'd want to do is try steering a bulky ship through this tiny canal during poor weather conditions and high winds. Which is exactly what the Ever Given's captain, Krishnan Kanthaval, decided to do. Underestimating the weather, the captain quickly lost control of the ship, which became hopelessly wedged across the canal. More than a dozen tugboats were called out to try to haul the ship free of the shore. Komatsu excavators and other equipment dredged up more than a million cubic feet of sand surrounding the ship. But even with all this help, it still took 6 days and 7 hours to finally get the sizable ship free. And that's when the cost of this error started piling up. It had blocked more than $400 million worth of goods passing through it per hour, which added up to a staggering $31.5 billion in lost trading. On top of that, the court ordered the vessel's owners to pay $900 million in compensation. So that's roughly $32.4 billion all added up. The Canal Authority later announced that Captain Kanthaval was fully responsible for the grounding, but that pricey near billion-dollar compensation tab fell on the shoulders of his employers. While it was a heavy price to pay, the Ever Given did make up for it on social media with some utterly priceless memes. Roswell, New Mexico is famous for its many UFO sightings, but back in 2007 it became the home of a costly mistake that was really out of this world. The general manager of Roswell's Honda dealership hired a direct mail marketing company to send out 50,000 scratch-off tickets to local residents, with one lucky ticket holder receiving a $1,000 grand prize. But a typographical error written into the advert meant that all 50,000 tickets were grand prize winners. So instead of offering just $1,000, Jeff's dealership was now offering $50 million. You get a car, and you get a car, and everybody gets a car! Man, Oprah's gonna need to step her game up. Fortunately, Jeff spotted the typo before the final 20,000 tickets could be released, but the damage was done. The marketing company apologized profusely and, to prevent public relations damage, they offered $5 Walmart gift cards and the chance to enter a contest with an even higher grand prize. Looks like Oprah's car giveaway crown is safe for another day. Do you ever get ready to go outside, realize the weather is bad, and decide to stay inside instead? Back in November 2020, the 1,194-foot Japanese container ship set sail from Yantian to Long Beach. But 1,600 miles into the journey, the ship hit a huge storm in the middle of the Pacific. While ships like this are designed to detect, and to a degree withstand rough weather, the conditions were so brutal that the stacked containers on the ship's deck began to shift. All up, the storm toppled 1,816 units of the 14,000 the One Apis was carrying into the sea. The captain had no choice but to turn the ship around and try to dock in Kobe. When it did dock, the extent of the damage had to be seen to be believed. Containers were crushed, others were barely balanced on the ship. It was carnage. It's estimated that this one incident resulted in more than $200 million worth of cargo loss, the second biggest cargo loss in shipping history. While an official investigation is still ongoing, theories have been floating around as to the cause of this incredible catastrophe. Some believe that the captain had analyzed the weather patterns and knew a storm was imminent, but he decided to risk it because he was on a tight schedule and just assumed it wouldn't be that bad. Others speculated that freak waves no one could have predicted rose to more than 50 feet high, which even large ships like this just can't withstand. Well, the investigation is still ongoing. So for now, all the authorities can do is wave goodbye to this $200 million mistake. Back in 2011, a magnitude 9 earthquake, the strongest ever recorded, struck Japan, triggering a 130-foot high tsunami. The waves obliterated Japan's coastline, on part of which lay the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Systems at the plant detected the quake and automatically shut down all three of its reactors. Emergency diesel generators were switched on to keep the reactor cores cool, as they remained incredibly hot, more than 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit, even after the reaction stopped. It was then that a 46-foot-high wave hit Fukushima, flooding the plant, obliterating 31 of the 33 emergency generators, and the cooling cycle stopped. Temperatures in the reactors skyrocketed, reaching well over 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit and triggering a nuclear meltdown, along with a series of deadly hydrogen and petroleum explosions. Over the 6 days that followed, about 980 petabecquerels of radioactive material contaminated the surrounding areas. This is roughly 18% of what the famous meltdown at Chernobyl released. Initially, this was seen as an accident no one could have predicted. And yet in 2015, it was revealed scientists had warned the plant operators this might happen. They'd highlighted the fact that the critical backup generators were built in low-lying areas that were at risk of being damaged by a large tsunami. But the plant operators, Tokyo Electric Power Co., ignored these warnings. Instead, they favored their own internal faulty data, which they claimed meant tsunamis of that size simply weren't possible. Their ignorance didn't just cost them a power plant, which was worth $2.2 billion, but the cleanup is really going to take them to the cleaners. It's currently estimated that even now, more than 10 years after the meltdown, it's going to take another 30 years and a further $76 billion cleanup effort. Yeah, that's billion, with a B. Turns out that removing intact nuclear fuel, dismantling nuclear reactors, and disposing of heavily contaminated water comes with one hell of a cost. And one that might have been avoided if only they'd listened to the people who knew what they were talking about. Gee, what a concept. I can't pretend I understand the stock market. But then again, even professional brokers get the market wrong sometimes. I don't mean selling a short or whatever the terminology is. I mean sometimes they make a typo. A really, really big typo. Back in December 2005, Japanese brokerage firm Mizuho Securities wanted to sell one share in company J-COM for 610,000 yen, roughly $5,000 at the time, on the Tokyo Stock Exchange. This was J-COM's public debut on the exchange, so it was really important that the trade went to plan. But it couldn't have gone worse if it tried. Somehow, instead of listing one share at 610,000 yen, it listed at 610,000 shares at 1 yen. That's less than a penny apiece. Even though the number of shares listed was more than 41 times what J-COM had available, the stock exchange processed the order anyway. Mizuho, realizing the error, tried to cancel the order, but the stock exchange doesn't cancel transactions like this, even if they're erroneous. Fortunately, the exchange didn't allow for stocks to be sold for just 1 yen, but they were sold as low as 572,000 yen, roughly $4,767. Mizuho scrambled and tried to buy back as many shares as it could, but by the time trading ended that day, Mizuho had lost 40.7 billion yen. That was some $336 million then, about $372 million today. Mizuho had to cough up for the mistake, but then they tried to sue the Tokyo Stock Exchange for allowing such an obvious error to be submitted unchallenged. They sought 41.5 billion yen, but the court only awarded them 10.7 billion yen, less than a quarter of what they lost. So if ever you needed a reason to double, if not triple check your work, Mizuho just provided 40.7 billion of them.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tricolor variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You ever get that sinking feeling that something's not right? Residents of San Francisco's Millennium Tower know what that feels like all too well, alongside a weird leaning feeling too. This sleek blue-gray tower was completed back in 2009 and is the tallest residential tower complex in the city. Residents quickly bought up over $100 million worth of luxury condos, but then things started to go wrong. The 58-story luxury complex was tilting. By 2016, it was revealed the main tower had sunk down and started to lean. It was eventually revealed that the tower hadn't been built into a solid bedrock, but into deep, dense sand. While the building wasn't at risk of keeling over, property values of the apartments plummeted, and the lawsuits began. The developers blamed nearby construction efforts, which broke ground 2 years after the tower was completed. They dewatered the surrounding area, which made the construction site safe, but also compressed the dense sand and caused the Millennium Tower next to it to settle. But then documents were uncovered showing that the city's building inspection department knew there was a chance of this happening and let residents move in anyway. It was a huge scandal, but that wasn't the worst part. By 2018, the sinking had increased to 18 inches with a lean of 14 inches. Then on September 8th, residents began to hear cracking and popping. The pressure of the lean had begun to break the building's windows, and cracks were appearing in its stonework. To fix it, the initial plan was to drive 52 piles into the bedrock in the north and west side of the scraper. It's a construction project that'll cost about $100 million over the course of 10 years to fix, although that's the low end of the estimate. Complications could see that price rise as high as $500 million, depending on the works needed. And considering that the building's total tilt at the top now is 26 inches, an increase of 10 inches since the so-called fix of the building began in 2020, I think this is going to be one incredibly costly fixer-upper. At 11:30 p.m. on August 12, 2015, the Chinese port city of Tianjin was suddenly rocked by a series of massive explosions. They were so huge that they triggered earthquakes ranging from 2.3 to 2.9 magnitude, and the explosions themselves could even be seen from space. Shockwaves ripped through the city, damaging buildings and claiming the lives of nearly 200 people. But what caused such a huge series of explosions? Well, at 10:50 p.m., around 40 minutes beforehand, there were reports of a fire at a warehouse in the Binhai New Area. But this wasn't just any warehouse. It was a hazardous chemical storage facility containing thousands of tons of sodium cyanide, sodium nitrate, and potassium nitrate. Really volatile and highly explosive stuff. It turned out that safety regulations requiring public buildings and facilities to be built more than 1 kilometer away from the hazardous site simply hadn't been followed. That meant none of the locals were aware of the danger they were in. Not only that, but really poor record-keeping meant those in charge of the facility weren't able to identify all the substances being stored. And so on that very hot August day, the inadequately stored chemicals caught fire, resulting in explosions with the force of more than 280 tons of TNT. Alongside the loss of human life, hundreds of buildings and brand new Renault, Volkswagen, Hyundai, and Kia cars waiting to be shipped out from the port were all but destroyed. These were less than 300 feet from the original blast site and bore the brunt of the explosion. Roughly 26,000 new cars were completely ruined, amounting to an estimated 3 billion yuan, roughly $473 million in damage. And that was just the start of it. The supply chain disruption cost an unbelievable $9 billion, the third largest supply disruption in China's history. Jail sentences were given to 49 government officials, warehouse executives, and staff for their roles in circumventing the safety rules that led to the disaster. The families of those that perished received some compensation, with the government also promising to buy back explosion-damaged properties at a rate of 130%. This means the oversight ended up costing a staggering $10 billion all totaled up. Well, I didn't think it needed saying, but if you're in charge of literal explosives, make sure they're stored safely. You'd think after the devastation and cost of the Tianjin blast, no one on Earth would be stupid enough to make the exact same mistake again, right? Right? Let's rewind to 2020 and head over to Beirut, Lebanon. On the 4th of August, a fire engulfed a warehouse over in the port. Then less than 20 minutes later, this happened. Unbelievably, this blast was almost 5 times the size of the one witnessed in Tianjin and released a shockwave that physically shook the entire country of Lebanon. But as it would shockingly turn out, the root cause was the exact same. These warehouses were being used to store more than 3,000 tons of explosive ammonium nitrate, which had been confiscated from a rogue ship in Beirut's waters more than 6 years before. Its cargo was seized and transported to the port's Warehouse 12. But even though officials knew what the cargo was, they failed to store it properly. It was an accident just waiting to happen. So in 2020, when an unknown source started a small fire in the warehouse, the nitrates exploded with the force of 1.1 kilotons of TNT, one of the most powerful non-nuclear explosions in history. Nearby buildings were leveled, cladding was stripped off, Cars caught in the shockwave were wrecked, and 300,000 people were left homeless. The scale of the devastation was unbelievable, and the cost hit hard. The insurance losses alone are thought to have reached $3 billion, with the blast estimated to have caused more than $15 billion in economic damages. Can't believe I have to say it again. If you've got explosive materials, store them correctly. It really shouldn't be that hard to understand. On January 18, 1986, the U.S. Space Shuttle Challenger achieved liftoff from its launch site in Cape Canaveral. It had been delayed for several days because of bad weather and technical problems, but now it was finally happening. All systems seemed nominal, the weather looked good, and the seven crew on board were ready. But then, 73 seconds into the flight, this happened. The shuttle suddenly broke up into a forking plume of smoke and debris. Millions watched the first major shuttle accident in human history on live TV. There were tragically no survivors, and people wanted answers. A special commission was set up to establish what went wrong, and the answer shocked everyone. The rocket booster's rubber O-rings, which were meant to keep gases from escaping, had been affected by the record low temperatures experienced on the day of the launch. They broke shortly after liftoff, allowing pressurized gas to leak into the adjacent fuel tanks, causing the structural failure and resulting explosion. But the worst part, by far, was that NASA knew about the O-rings. Alan McDonald, an engineer working as a contractor for NASA, had refused to approve the rocket for launch because he was concerned about the O-ring's ability to work in such cold temperatures. But NASA decided not to listen to McDonald's warning, as they were under pressure to launch a minimum of 24 missions a year. And so they proceeded with the launch. And sadly, it wasn't just the lives of the crew this unbelievable oversight cost. The Challenger rocket cost roughly $1.5 billion to develop and build back in the mid-1970s. The cost of replacing the Challenger, with all the fixes to the many design flaws it had, plus all the onboard equipment, came in at more than $3.2 billion. That's $4.7 billion altogether. Sheesh. Adjusted for inflation, that's roughly $24.5 billion today. I think he was too much of a gentleman to say anything, but I bet Alan really wanted to say, "Told you so." On the 14th of December 2002, at 2 a.m., the MV Tricolor was sailing over the English Channel. The 55,000-ton, 627-foot car-carrying behemoth was transporting 2,871 luxury cars from Zeebrugge to the port of Southampton. Chugging along through the thick fog, another smaller ship, the Kariba, was traveling alongside the Tricolor. Then, suddenly, disaster struck. The Kariba, without warning, veered sharply, crashing into the Tricolor. 30 minutes later, the Kariba, still afloat but heavily damaged, miraculously made its way into the nearest port. The Tricolor, however, had capsized onto its port side in the shallow English Channel. Luckily, the 24 crew all evacuated in time. No lives were lost, but roughly $100 million worth of luxury cars were. So what happened exactly? Well, the two ships were traveling along a very busy shipping lane when a third ship, the Clary, was passing in front of them. The Kariba sped up to try and overtake the Tricolor, but the Tricolor didn't slow, with its helmsman clearly having the same idea. What's more, the Clary was understaffed, and so wasn't able to take any avoiding action in time. What's really incredible, though, is that in the 15 minutes leading up to this event, none of the three ships used their foghorns or radios to communicate with one another. And so the Kariba, unsure of the Clary's intent, accidentally rammed the Tricolor. All three vessels were found to be at fault. But that was just the start of the Tricolor's problems. It was a year before the ship could be salvaged, with the SMIT salvage team splitting the wreck into nine sections over the course of 3 months. They did this by assembling two work platforms on either side of the wreck and used a large cutting wire to slice the sections up. The detached sections were then hoisted up, placed on a barge, and transported back to Zeebrugge to be scrapped. None of the luxury cars could be saved. The grueling extent of the salvage alone cost $40 million, and combined with the loss of the luxury cargo, it brought the total cost of this failure up to an eye-watering $140 million. That's enough to give anyone a sinking feeling. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you again next time you want to be amazed.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.